This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The EPA and Customs and Border Protection have provided answers about why claimed-to-be-used cooking oil, mainly from China, is allowed into the U.S., but Senator Chuck Grassley isn't satisfied with the response. Grassley says the Environmental Protection Agency insists in response to his June letter it can't independently verify foreign claims that imported used cooking oil is indeed used oil. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Imports of used cooking oil mixed with virgin palm oil soared last year, with the mixed products still eligible for a renewable fuel tax break.
EPA revealed it relies on foreign records to prove used cooking oil meets the renewable fuel standard requirement. The EPA shouldn't resort to blind faith when determining the validity of foreign feedstocks, especially when 40% of the supplies come from China.
That's United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, who says Customs and Border Protection admitted in a separate response that it considers any mixture of used cooking oil and virgin oil to be used cooking oil.
I plan to discuss this issue with President Trump's EPA nominee, Lee Zeldin. If confirmed, I hope Zeldin will move quickly to root out the uncertainties surrounding used cooking oil imports.
He says the used cooking oil imports are directly opposed to the tax credit's intended purpose.
The rainforest has been burned down to plant the palm trees. Then the carbon footprint is bigger for virgin palm oil than it is if you use petroleum products.
This has led to complaints by producers, ag groups, and the biofuel industry that China and others are unfairly competing for a share of the U.S. market, including the growing market for sustainable aviation fuel. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.